Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beya, Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis. We've already learned that all the malachis that are asur on Shabbos are also asur on Yom Tov, with the exception of Eichel Nefesh. Now the Tanna is going to teach us that even the things you cannot do on Shabbos midrabanan, they're also asur on Yom Tov. Sagt the Mishnah. Kol shechayavan olav mishum shvus. What is a shvus? Anything that is asur on Shabbos midrabanan is called a shvus. The Rabbanan commanded lishbois, we should rest from that malacha. The Rambam explains in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that the word shvus is based on the pasuk over Yom Hashvi Tishbois, and on the pasuk that refers to Shabbos as Shabbosai. Chazal understand that the Torah meant to command a certain resting even with things that are technically mutter. They're not part of the Lamites Malachis. If they're not part of the Lamites Malachis, how do I know what's mutter or what's aser? Well, that we left to Chazal to determine. It's based on this pasuk that they were geyser their gzeiros, they were mesakim their takanis, to keep the kedusha and the resting, and the overall avir of Shabbos. That's why it's referred to as a shvus. In any event, so any issur that abundant on Shabbos, just to make things simple, is called a shvus. Shvusim are divided into three groups. There are certain things, this is the first group, that if I would do it during the week, there's no mitzvah at all. It's something you're allowed to do, but there's no mitzvah to it. In other words, it's a dvar rishus. Rishus means there's no mitzvah to do it. You have permission to do it if you want. There are certain things that are a rishus during the week. If you want, you can do it. But Chazal don't want us to do it on Shabbos. The second group are things that during the week would be a little bit of a mitzvah. It's not just a rishus. But Chazal said, still, we don't want you to do it on Shabbos. And a third group would be things that if it would be during the week, would be an absolute mitzvah min ha-Torah to do it. And despite that, Chazal said, no, not on Shabbos. Again, group one, things that wouldn't be a mitzvah at all during the week, but you're allowed to do it. Chazal said, but we don't want you to do this on Shabbos. Group two, things that may be a little bit of a mitzvah if you did it during the week. Still, Chazal don't want you to do it on Shabbos. And group three, these are all different types of groups of shvusin. All fall under the category of shvus. The third group is things that during the week you would be obligated to do. It's a mitzvah gemura, but Chazal say no, not on Shabbos. Now, let's see our Mishnah. I know we're being a little bit marach over here, but it's important because it's a little bit tricky how to touch the words of this Mishnah. Let's listen carefully. Once again, Perikei Mishnah Beis. Koil. Any shvus derabana, shechayavana, that we would be mechuyev on doing this, midrabana, if it was done on Shabbos. Now, normally we don't use the term chayev when it comes to a derabanan, but there are places that we do. Well, let me ask you, what is the person chayev? When we're talking about a deraisa, so it means he's chayev achatas, if it was b'shaygeg, if it was b'meza, it depends. Sometimes it's malchus, sometimes even more severe than malchus, but over here, what's he chayev on if it's a derabanan? So some hold, there's something called makas mardus, which means that if a person blatantly disrespects the Rabbanan, Chazal had a right to give him a certain type of malchus. But either way, the Mishnah is talking about midrabanan. Kol shechayavan alav mishum shvus. Any shvus the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan say you would be chayiv on this. So whether it's something which is a shvus plain is the first group. During the week, there's no mitzvah to do it. You're allowed to do it. But on Shabbos, Chazal don't want you to do it. Or it's group two, Mishum Rishus. Mishum Rishus means it's something that would be a small mitzvah if you did it during the week. But it's not a major mitzvah. It's virtually up to you. You want to do it. You don't want to, don't do it. We're calling it a Rishus because compared to a major mitzvah, it's like a Rishus. Or Mishum Mitzvah. It's something that the Rabbanan commanded us, you cannot do this even though during the week it would be a mitzvah to do it. All these things. The Chazal said you can't do b'Shabbos, chayavan olav b'Yom Tov. You would also be asked to do it on Yom Tov. Chazal were not mechalik in their gzeirois between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So until now, we're just speaking in generalities. We didn't give any specific details. Now the Mishnah is going to give us examples. V'eloin mishum shvus. Here are some examples of the first category, things that are no mitzvah at all during the week, but we don't want you to do it on Shabbos. Number one, loy oilin be'ilam. We don't want you to climb a tree on Shabbos. That's a gzeir. You may come to rip off some of the branches or some of the fruit, and you would be over the malacha of kaitzer. Vaitre, v'loy roich v'nal gabi behemah. It's also to ride in a behemah. Something which during the week is not necessarily a mitzvah at all. But we don't want you to do it on Shabbos. Why, Tak, did Chazal ask the riding of the behemah on Shabbos? Well, there's a gzeir that as you're riding, you're going to rip off a branch to guide the behemah. And again, you'll be over the malacha of kaitzer. Third example of things that are total non-mitzvahs during the week, and Chazal don't want us to do it on Shabbos. The first category of shvus. B'loy shatin al pnei amayim. It's also to go swimming. The gzeir is you may make a raft on Shabbos. You may make a raft or a kind of a life preserver, and then you're making a keli. Now, of course, if someone falls into the water, he has to swim. Even if it was a deraisa, he's obligated to violate Shabbos to swim, and of course, a drabanan. But we're talking about lechatchila. You're not supposed to set out to go swimming on Shabbos, because you may come to make this raft or life preserver. Vaitrezak the mishnah v'loy metapchin. That means not to clap your hands. V'loy mesapkin, that means like banging on your thighs. V'loy menagdin, also not supposed to dance. Why not? We're scared it's going to come to lead you to repair musical instruments. You start clapping, you start banging, you start dancing, we want music. Oh, what if the instrument is broken? Let's fix it. So therefore Chazal is saying, okay, no clapping. So this ends the first category of shuas. Things that are not a mitzvah at all during the week, and a Shabbos Chazal don't want us to do it. No climbing trees, no riding on behemoths, no swimming, no clapping with your hands, no clapping on your thighs, and no dancing. We'll soon see why some people are makel in the clapping or dancing. But right now, that's officially the end of the first category, the first of the three categories. The Elohein Meshum Rishus. Now we go to the second category. Things that would be considered somewhat of a mitzvah during the week, but still Chazal don't want us to do it on Shabbos. Again, the Elohein Meshum Rishus, it's considered Rishus compared to the third category, which is Mamish HaMitzvah. We're going to have four examples. One is Loidonim. It's Aser to Dan, a Din Torah on Shabbos, whether it's Dinei Nefashos or Dinei Mamonos. What's the problem? Well, it's a Gzeira. You may come to write down the Psak Din. And then you'll be over on the malacha of kaisev. Wait a second, this is called a small mitzvah? This is a big mitzvah. It says, Kal dayin shedan din emes la'amita inas ha-shutef la'hakadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. So the Gemara explains, it's called a little mitzvah over here because it's talking about where there's no obligation of this person to run the din Torah. There could be greater people than him in the town. Vayitra zok the mishnah, the second example is v'loy mekatshin. It's also to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. When a person gets married, there are two steps. There's the Kiddushin. Now, Kiddushin can be done in several ways. It could be done through Kesef or Shava Kesef. The Chasen gives the Kala either money or something that's worth money, like the ring, and he says, Ariat Mekudeshesli. It could also be done by writing up a Shtar. And that's why Chazal asserted to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a Gzeira, he may come to write a Shtar. And it will be over on the malacha of kaisev. Even though here too, it's a tremendous mitzvah to get married. But we're referring to someone who already has a wife and children. Before the Chayim Rabbeinu Geshen, it was mutter to take another wife, but it wasn't such a mitzvah. It's a little mitzvah, not a big mitzvah. Vaitre says the Mishnah of Aloy Choyl Tzin. If a person is nifter without children, his brother must either marry the almana, that would be called Yibum. Or he can do a process called Chalitza, which frees her to marry someone else. Chalitza is not done on Shabbos. Why is this called only a small mitzvah? So the Gemara explains, there are other brothers who can do it that are older than him. V'loy miyavmin. Neither can he do the mitzvah of Yibum. And here too there's a concern. He may come to write up a shtar. There was a shtar Chalitza that was written and was given to the woman so she can prove that Chalitza was done. There was a shtar ksuba that was given to a yavama. So we're scared he may be over the malacha of kaisev. Now comes the third category. The things that would be mamisha mitzvah, a full mitzvah, a big mitzvah during the week, but Chazal say you can't do it on Shabbos. The elu hein. These are the shvusim that Chazal asert, mishum mitzvah. Even though during the week, would be a major mitzvah. Number one, loy makdishin. It's usher to be magdish anything, to hegdish, whether it's for a karbin or whether it's for general use in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not, if it's such a big mitzvah, to be magdish thing? Well, it's similar to mekach u'memker, to buying or selling. After all, you're taking something out of your own rishos, and you're giving it to the rishos of hegdish. It's like selling something in a way. And Chazal answered buying and selling on Shabbos as a gzeira, you may come to write a shtar mechira. And again, you'll be over on the malacha of kaisev. Wait a second, maybe some of you are asking, but there's an appeal on my shul on Shabbos and people promise money. That's okay. He's not taking something out of his rishos then. He's just promising to give money during the week. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're donating something to a Beis Medrash, that's not really hegdish. Hegdish means to the Beis HaMikdash. If I donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, it changes from chulin to hegdish. That's changing from one rishus to the other. Even if you donate something to a Beis HaMedrash, it may belong to the Beis HaMedrash, mitzad hilchus tzedakah, but it's not really hegdish. It still has din of chulin. Okay, either way. So, loy makdishin, that's the first of the examples of things that are a full mitzvah, but you can't do it on Shabbos. V'loy marichin. I'm sure you remember there's a parsha of Erechin at the end of Bichukaisai. If a person says, Erech Pliny Alai, it depends how old that person is, there are different categories. You have to give a certain amount. That's Aser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'loy machrimen. It's Aser to say, Hareza Cherem. That's also a kind of giving over to Hegdish. V'loy makbiyin Truma u'maiser. It's Aser to separate Truma and Maiser from Peiros because you're fixing it. Why am I fixing it? Push it. Before you take off Trumas and Maestras, the Peiros are called Tevel. It's Aser B'Achila. Now it's Mutter. So it's Doimet to fixing a Keli on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why you can't separate Challah. Now, in the case of Challah, if you needed the dough on Yom Tov, you're allowed to separate Challah, because you couldn't have done it before. So if you're baking dough, you can separate the Challah and give it to the Kain. But other things that could have been done before Yom Tov, you can't do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The emes is, the Mishnah explains, all these things, these Asurim, were first discussed in regard to Yom Tov. Kol elu bi Yom Tov amr, but kal v'chaymer, it's Asur on Yom Tov. That it's also Asur b'Shabbos, because Shabbos is more strict than Yom Tov. So when the Mishnah originally stated that there are three types of Shvusim, at the beginning of the Mishnah, so over there the Mishnah was really telling us anything that's Asur on Shabbos is also Asur on Yom Tov. When the Mishnah gave us the Pratim, the details, the examples, it was actually things that was first discussed in regard to Yom Tov, and here the Mishnah is saying, it's Asur on Yom Tov, it's also Asur on Shabbos. The bottom line is, says the Mishnah, it makes no difference whether it was first discussed in regard to Shabbos or first discussed in regard to Yom Tov. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos. There's nothing that's Asur to do on Shabbos, which is Mutter on Yom Tov. Whether it's min ha-toyro or mid-rabbona, ella oichel nefesh b'lvad, only the malachis of oichel nefesh, the cooking or the baking that has to be done for Sudas Yom Tov. The Gemara says, as the Batanura explains, that this last statement of the Mishnah would not be consistent with the opinion of the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel hold, mitoich shehutra malacha letzarech oichel nefesh, hutra nami shaloi letzarech. And therefore they are matter other things on Yom Tov, even though it's not direct oichel nefesh, like carrying. Furthermore, as it is explained over here, in the very first mission of our perek, we learned that you can throw the peiros through the aruva, the roof window, the skylight, on Yom Tov, but you can't do it on Shabbos. So there you see that we're more makel on Yom Tov than Shabbos. So this Tana would not be consistent with that opinion. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned. We learned that there are three categories of shvusim. Things that wouldn't be a mitzvah at all during the week, but you can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, like climbing a tree, riding a behemoth, swimming, clapping your hands, clapping on your thigh, or dancing. Climbing the tree and riding the behemoth, you can't do as a concern it'll lead to kaitzer. And the other things, a concern it'll come to fixing a klei shir, which is makah b'patish. Makah b'patish means when you complete a keli. We had the second category of things that would be considered a little bit of a mitzvah during the week, but you can't do it on Shabbos. The Mishnah refers to that as Rishos, to be Dana Din Torah, whether it's Dina Nefashos or Dina Mamanis, to be Mekadosh and Isha. Kiddushin is the first part of marriage. The second part is called Nesuyin, that's the Chuppah and the Brachos. We said v'lo yichaltzim v'lo miyavmin. And in all these four cases, the concern is he may come to write. Then there's the third category of shavus, which is mishum mitzvah. Even though during the week it would be a mitzvah gedayla, but you still can't do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Can't give anything to Hegdish, it's similar to Nekach u'Memkar. Can't say Erech Ploini Alai. Can't say Ereza Cherem. And we're not Mafresh Trumas or Maestras. The examples the Mishnah gave actually originated with Yom Tov, but it applies to Shabbos as well. And the Tan of our Mishnah concludes there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. There's nothing that's Aser on Shabbos that's Mutter on Yom Tov, with the exception of Oichel Nefesh Bovad. And we explained that's the Tan of this Mishnah, which apparently is the Beis Shammai. According to the Beis Hillel, there are other things that are Mutter along with Oichel Nefesh, as we explained, like carrying. Now let's go back to one Nekud over here. How can we see that some people do dance on Shabbos? Didn't the Mishnah say you're not supposed to do it? That it's a gzeir you'll come to fix a clay shear? So there are many different opinions about this. You can take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Lamed Tes. The Rama says, in one opinion, the Yesh Omrim, some say, the Bezman is a Hakol Shari. The Bezman is a it's mutter to dance on Shabbos. The Ein Anu Bekiyin, Basiyas Klei Shir. We're not such experts. They knew exactly how to fix the pitch or connect the string of the violin and so on and adjust it properly. But for us, we may not be so prone to do that. And therefore, the leka lemigzer shemi yisakin klei shir, the milsa de leishchiyahu. It's perhaps not as common. The efshir it could be, says the Rama, shalzen ahagu lehakel bakoil, that therefore we tend to be more lenient in these three things. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the clapping and the dancing and so on. There are many other shitas that are brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that perhaps are more machmir. Some point out in Simchas Torah we dance. So if the dancing is a Simchas Shal Mitzvah, we're singing the Gunim, Lekavod Shabbos, and so on, that perhaps it would fall into the same heter. Some say our dancing isn't mamish dancing, we're not professional dancers, we're just going around in a circle. There's such a Svara from Reb Shlaima Zalman Auerbach in the Sefer Shulchan Shlaima Simen Tav Kuf Chof Dalet. You may want to look in the Sefer Minchas Elazar, the Shalos Teshuvas Minchas Elazar, Simen Chav Tes, who discusses the various different opinions about whether we do dance or don't dance on Shabbos, or do clap or don't clap. Either way, we're not here to paskan halachas, just to let you know that there are many Gedolei Yisrael and Paiskem that have different opinions on this. And no one, Chas v'Shalom, is violating what the Mishnah says. It's just a question of which opinions of the Gedolei Yisrael we accept in order to understand how to apply the Mishnah. And you have to ask your father, your Rebbe, your Rav, what your minhag is.